80 and a pretty blustery day. Southerly winds up to 30 miles per hour. Showers and storms overnight with a marginal hail risk. We'll have a low of 60 degrees. Hot tomorrow, 94 and windy. And then we'll see temperatures a lot closer to normal getting through the holiday weekend. Partly sunny, 73 Friday, with rainfall likely Saturday and Sunday. That's your forecast on KVOE, live and local.
We want to recognize the best students in our area. Nominate a student from ESU or FHTC today at kvoe.com/student. It's the Student of the Month from KVOE, 96.9 FM, 1400 AM, and kvoe.com.
All right, students, eyes forward, listen up.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local, presents the On Air Chat. And now, here are your hosts, Aaron Harder and Ron Thomas.
Welcome to the On Air Chat. Aaron Harder assists City Commission duties to take care of. Ron Thomas hosting today. Glad you are with us. And our On Air Chat is brought to you by Bruce Davis Construction for commercial dirt work, demolition, dirt hauling, and more. Call Bruce Davis Construction, 342-5001. That's Bruce Davis Construction. Well, a couple of topics. Well, beginning two on our program today, we'll be talking about the Emporia State Hornets spring football scrimmage. First snap is coming up on Friday night this week, and we'll be chatting with Emporia State head football coach Garen Higgins in just a little bit. But first, we want to steer towards a big event entering its 15th year, and it's the Yeager Jenkins Memorial Catfish Tournament. As we head towards Hartford and talk with organizer Nick Bess, who's been there since the beginning. Nick, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing good today. Doing good. So how are things coming together for this year's event?
Oh, my. Can you believe that it's been 15 years?
I know.
It's wild to think about. It's going to be our biggest year yet. We wanted to go big for the 15th year, so we decided we were going to allow 50 teams in this year, and we only have 12 spots left. I haven't even got flyers hung yet.
Yes. So only, 12 slots left. So if people want to enter, how can they do that?
So they can contact myself or Kyle Graves, Facebook, or our phone numbers are on pretty much every advertisement that we have out there. We'll take teams as soon as they can pay their entry fee to hold their spot and get anybody registered.
Well, this, you're right. So 15 years, hard to imagine. And this thing has just morphed into such a huge event. And you've got all kinds of great sponsors, all kinds of great prizes. And it looks like you've got a lot of cash to pay out this year, too, Nick.
Oh, yeah. We've got a lot of special things this year. We're going to do some of our biggest payouts yet. We're still guaranteeing the same money that we guaranteed last year. But if we get up to 50 teams, we'll go ahead and do some extra cash payouts. Then we have, it's been a highlight for the guys this year. I've been hearing about it since I posted it a couple weeks ago. We had Chad Schroeder at Chad's Metal Art. He took my idea and made an awesome catfish plaque. It looks like a big flathead. We're going to hand them out for each team member on the top three teams. And then we've also got a couple that we haven't released yet for Big Fish and the Biggest Gar Award.
Yeah, I saw that. It looks awesome. There's just a lot going on. And let's talk formatically how this whole thing works. We're with Nick Bess of the Yeager Jenkins Memorial Catfish Tournament. 15th year this year. So how does this all work? Is it an individual team format? Tell us how you lay this out, Nick.
So we've kind of grown. We'll kick off the Thursday night before the tournament, which is June 5th, and we'll do a big catfish and barbecue dinner for the community. And then on June 6th, the teams can start fishing at noon. They can start putting their lines in, start rod and reel fishing, however they want to do it. We allow each team to have up to four members. They can fish by themselves if they want. We do allow an alternate just in case so we could, for safety concern, try and keep two guys at least in each boat at the same time. A lot of guys like to split up, so it comes in handy if you have somebody that you can fill in there.
Yeah.
And then June 7th and June 8th, we'll weigh in fish from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. We block off the whole main street of Hartford there in front of our shop, and we've got a big stage trailer that we set up, and we take up so much room now, it's just safer if we block the whole road.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, if people have paid attention to this in the past, there's a lot of fish, there's a lot of big fish to be weighed too, isn't there?
Yes, sir. I was just looking back at my post from last year. We had 42 teams last year, and 33 of them weighed fish. The total for the teams that weighed their five fish, just their five biggest fish from the weekend, was over 3,200 pounds that came through.
Yeah, so you've been,
The biggest fish last year was 64.5 pounds. I mean, there's some good ones to see.
You better be ready to get after it then, huh?
Yeah. I know that we have all ranges of different people that fish. Everybody, some guys are fishing for fun. I actually think everyone's fishing for fun. We don't ever really have very many people. I can't remember people butting heads at the tournament. Everybody comes and has a great time, but that's a great part about it. You have guys that you know are going to bring big fish all the time, and then you have guys that might be buddies that are battling for 20th and 21st, and they'll be out there with biggest smiles as the guys that won just because they beat their buddy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And we'll talk about your cash payouts. How do you have that working?
So we will do $1,000 guaranteed money for first place, $700 for second, $500 for third, $300 for fourth, $100 for big fish, or $100 for fifth, and then our big fish award will be $500. A couple of my favorites, these side pots, almost get taken more serious than the rest of it. We have Bryson Byerly's biggest gar that we started doing, and it's $250. And Alex Higby's biggest bullhead, it's $150. Those are both guys that fish the fishing tournament. They passed away, and we just wanted to honor them with something. And then we have $300 for the biggest channel cat and a catfish rod for the smallest flathead. And let me tell you, we've seen some tiny ones.
And Nick Besson talking about the 15th annual Jaeger Jenkins Memorial Catfish Tournament. Start date is June the 6th at noon. Weigh-ins will be June the 7th and 8th. That's Saturday, Sunday from 9 until 10. And if you travel into Hartford, basically, you're going to be stopped because they've got the whole street blocked off for all of the weigh-ins and community activities. You mentioned you have a community of fish fry. When again is that, Nick?
That is Thursday the 5th,
okay.
June 5th.
I know that that's something that you really want to get the community involved, and Hartford and Neosho Rapids, you got folks helping out all over the place, it looks like.
Yes, we have a very big crew. I know I wouldn't, none of this would run as smooth without my crew that helps me out. I get wandering and talking to people so much, they just tell me not to help them with weighing fish anymore. Another great thing that we do at the fishing tournament is when you bring your kids to the weigh-ins, we have some games that they can play, and they'll each get one free raffle ticket for a kids' raffle, and this is 100% free. This is donated money through our sponsors, and we give out tackle boxes and fishing poles and throw nets. We have all sorts of great prizes for the kids, and then Phil Taunton and Watson Outdoors will draw for one lucky kid to win a lifetime hunting or fishing license. And if they're, I believe it's three and under, it will be a combination hunting and fishing license.
Yeah, awesome stuff. It's great to get the kids involved It really is a family-friendly event, the 15th Annual Jaeger Jenkins Memorial Catfish Tournament, talking with Nick Bess. And only a few spots left, so don't delay. They're going to, you limit this at, what do you say, 50, Nick?
50 teams.
Okay, 50, and that is it, and they are just about there. Let's go back, Nick, and talk about how this all got started, some 15 years ago.
Yeah, you know, after the boys' accident, I think we had like 5 or 6 teams only the first year that we did it at the Hartford Boat Ramp. We just wanted to do something in those guys' names. It was a tragic way we lost them. And it just, you could tell it was something that after the first one we wanted to keep doing. And then it just grew a little bit. We moved into town. And then we started getting sponsors. It's just such a great thing for the kids. The Jaeger Jenkins family give out scholarships to students that write about what family means to them, because family means something different to all of us.
Yeah.
And the amount, as we've grown, it is amazing to see the scholarships that they're able to hand out now. Instead of one kid getting, you know, X amount of dollars, they're handing out 5 or 6. I think a kid even got a $1,000 scholarship last year.
Oh, wow. Yeah, pretty amazing. And, you know, you did this, you know, in memory of, it was a tragic, tragic loss, you know, some 16 years ago. And do you ever imagine that it would grow into something like this, Nick?
I did not. I know that we all say that every year we get going. You know, we have guys that have fished from the first year that we've ever had that, you know, are still in there. We still retain the majority of those guys that fished the first year. Every year it's just great to stand up there and look around and see all the awesome things that are going on. Like I said, what's awesome to me is a lot of these tournaments and stuff you go to, you kind of get guys that maybe bicker back and forth at each other, or, you know, you get some angry people. We just have a crowd that genuinely comes. These guys go all out for raffle tickets. We do an awesome adult raffle. They have fishing reels and coolers and poles. And you know, they come and they're all, it's competitive, but, you know, they're all shaking hands and joking with each other. And, you know, you just never know how the weekend's going to go or what kind of weekend everybody else had, but it seems like when we get together there, it's just a great atmosphere all around.
Well, it is saying something because, you know, when you have thousands of dollars in cash on the line, it's oftentimes does lead to a butting head sometimes, but it's great to hear that. I think, you know, those that are participating know that this is done for a reason. It's a memorial catfish tournament for the Jaeger Jenkins families. And I would assume, Nick, you got to feel pretty proud about all the money now that that is going to scholarships.
I am. I'm proud of how it's grown, but I think it just speaks volumes to the businesses that are around here. I know we've got like 4 or 5 guide services. They're all competing for the same business, but every one of them donates to the fishing tournament sponsors. We've got a couple mechanics, 2 meat lockers. I mean, all these guys are local businesses that are pulling from the same pool as far as, you know, clients and stuff go. But they're all, every year, we grow in sponsorship because they're all amazing businesses around here. I encourage everyone to get on Facebook and look at our list of businesses and frequent them as much as possible, because those are the ones that make this happen.
Well, they like to sponsor you know, individuals like you that are passionate about what you're doing, Nick, and also because it's for such a very worthy cause. Do you have any idea how much money you've raised through the years?
You know, I don't know total. A lot of times, like the first couple years, it wasn't a ton. And as we've grown, obviously, I do have numbers from last year that I was just looking at. So the scholarship, this is after payout, all that stuff, we donated just over $11,000 to the scholarship. And then the community fish fry and barbecue, that's free will donation. We donated just like about $2,500 wow. to Alex Higby's family. And I mean, that's a lot of money coming through small town Hartford in a couple days. Our raffle ticket, the ladies that do our raffle ticket sales, they do thousands of dollars in raffle ticket sales within a couple of hours.
Well, it really is a community event, and I know that, have you had the high school involved too in some way in years past, Nick?
Yeah, every year, Colton Barrett was our high school football coach. He's a basketball coach now, I'm sure you're aware.
Yeah.
Well, he coached basketball then too. They sell burritos at the fishing tournament for a fundraiser, and, you know, it's kind of crazy to think about because we've got several guys that were up there slinging burritos for the football team or basketball team that are fishing now, you know, kind of motivated. They got into fishing. It's cool to see.
From burrito slinger to cat fisherman, huh?
Yeah. Some of them aren't the greatest cat fishermen. They might have to go back to slinging burritos, but...
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a huge event, and you've really turned this into something that the entire community is involved with and behind, and as we've mentioned, you know, the scholarship money is oh man, a significant $11,000 just last year, so it's great to see that there's a lot of kids that are going to be able to benefit from education, you know, after high school. So keep up the great work, and we want to get you back on again before the tournament, and then maybe have a wrap-up after it's all done, Nick. But keep us posted on how things are going, and keep up the great work.
Yeah, that sounds great. We appreciate you for having me on and helping us spread the word.
Yeah, I'd love to do it. You're doing great work there, so have you on any time. We appreciate it.
You have a great day.
All right, Nick Bess is with the 15th Annual Jaeger Jenkins Memorial Catfish Tournament. Start date is June the 6th. They have a community barbecue fundraiser on the 5th, which is Thursday. June the 6th is Friday. And then their big weigh-ins. And we're talking a lot of catfish weigh-ins happening Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 10 in downtown Hartford. They've got the street blocked off, but again, only a few openings left for teams. They're cutting it off at 50 here this year, but you heard about the payouts. First place, 1,000, second, 700, third, 500, fourth, 300, fifth, 100, and they got other categories as well. So it's a big-time tournament, a lot of fun for a great cause for scholarships, the 15th Annual Jaeger Jenkins Memorial Catfish Tournament, Hartford, starting June the 6th. This is the on-air chat brought to you this morning by Bruce Davis Construction. For commercial dirt work, demolition, dirt hauling, and more, call Bruce Davis Construction, 342-5001.
Warmer weather means it's time to tackle those spring and summer construction projects. When you need commercial dirt work, from demolition to prepare for a building site or parking lot to dirt work and hauling, Bruce Davis will give you a quality job. Bruce Davis Construction is proud to be involved in recent construction jobs, including the addition at Emporia High School, Emporia Travel Plaza, Glendale, and the David Trailer Zoo. Call Bruce Davis Construction at 620-342-5001. Live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. This is KVOE News Headlines.
Chuck Samples, KVOE News with local news headlines today, brought to you by ESB Financial. Visit them online at esbfinancial.com and by Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is seeking a major presidential disaster declaration after severe weather last month. This was between March 14th and 19th, including fires, severe weather, high straight line winds, flooding, and even winter weather. Speaking of the severe weather risk, we do have that overnight tonight. It is currently a marginal risk for hail, anywhere from quarter to maybe ping pong ball size, so we'll keep you posted here on KVOE. And the Emporia Recreation Commission could well make an announcement Monday as to its new director after interviews took place yesterday. Headlines brought to you today by ESB Financial and also by Mainstay Suites. I'm Chuck Samples, KVOE News.
Win three large Gambino pieces in the At Work Network. Register today at kvoe.com/atwork. KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM. Live, win free pizza and local.
KVOE AM 1400, 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the on-air chat. Ron Thomas hosting. Aaron Harder has got some mayoral city commission duties he's taking care of this morning, but we're getting the ship down the river okay here this morning. Just talking with Nick Bess and of course, the big Jaeger Jenkins Memorial Catfish Tournament is only a couple of months away, and they just have a couple of openings left for that big event. And speaking of big events, excited to have in this morning Emporia State head football coach Garen Higgins to talk about First Snap. It's the Hornets spring football scrimmage coming up Friday night, 7 p.m. at Welch Stadium. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Ron. I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thanks. Good to talk to you. It's been a while since I've been able to.
It has been. I still recognize your golden voice, though.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on. And how's the spring practices been going first?
They've been going great. It's really an exciting time. I look at it as, you know, we have a lot of new faces. Don't have very many veterans coming back. We lost a great class last year, nucleus, good core players. So I think it's kind of fun. You know, like we are still building a product as far as like where we're at. Like, we still have a long ways to go, but I really like this group. They've been working really hard, and we're talented. I will say that. You know, we do have a talented team. It's just guys still understanding how we do things, plus, you know, just understanding what we're doing schematically on offense and defense.
Well, you mentioned you lost a pretty big class, so this is I don't know, maybe a unique kind of year for you, because are you looking at what, more transfers than you've ever had before, Coach?
No question, Ron. It is a unique. It's different. That's why it's a little bit exciting for, I told the coaches, like, hey, we're going to have to coach a lot more than we've had to. You know, with all the veterans, you guys know how things are done. Like, we brought in 15 transfers at midterm. That's as many as I've ever brought in. And I know the landscape is changing in college football, and we're adapting to that. We still feel like that we want to get kids here and develop them and to become players, but we had to go get some immediate help. So we utilized the portal this year. And so it is different. It's unique, but it's also an exciting time.
So, you know, after the season finished last year, and you've had obviously continued success through the years with this Hornet football program in a very tough MIAA conference. So, what do you just gather the coaches saying, this is what we need to do this year and develop a transfer portal game plan? How does that work, Coach?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, the first thing is, you know, we look at last year, how we finished, which was not where we wanted to finish. You know, at one point in time, we were 7-1, yeah, ranked 11th in the country, you know. So, that was a disappointing appointment. You know, I can hear it in your voice right there too, Ron. It was a disappointment. But we didn't finish the way that we needed to. You know, the Fort Hays game, we didn't play well. The Central Missouri game, that was just a game where, in the MIAA, when you have tight games, sometimes the ball's got to bounce your way. And we had two plays, really, that were the turning point in that. You know, Tyler Common, there's a ball that's a little bit behind him, and you never see Tyler Common drop a ball, ever. And the ball popped up right into their defender's hand, and then we come back out the second half, and we throw a pass, and it goes off the hands of Trendon Collins into their defensive back, and they pick it off there. Those were the two plays there that made a difference. You know, the MIAA is a very tough league, and sometimes it boils down to, you know, 4 to 6 plays, and that can decide where you finish at in the season. And besides the Hays game, all right, the Central Missouri game came down to those two plays. I felt like our kids were ready to play, and they played hard. They played well. We just had those turnovers. And then the Central Oklahoma game, we just were asleep offensively the first quarter. And then once Chase came in the second quarter, he kind of, lit a spark under us offensively, and it was a back-and-forth game. We just dug ourselves a hole too early. So, looking back on it, we got to be able to finish the year better. We got to play better defensively. We played really well defensively, really, for eight games, and then we had about three games where we had some letdowns, we have to be better in the red zone. We weren't very efficient in the red zone last year, offensively. So you look at those things, those are the things we're concentrating on in spring football. We do a lot of red zone situational, spring practice, things, to get better at. So that's kind of how we kind of take a step back, like I said, and look at where we were at last year and kind of how we finished and what we got to do moving forward. And I will say, with all the transfers, we are very basic in what we're doing, both offensively and defensively, just to make sure guys understand the big picture of what we want to get accomplished.
So do you think you were able to fill some gaps? Obviously, this is very early. This is just the springtime. But do you think you were able to fill the gaps that needed filled, Coach?
No question. I feel good about these guys. We have a competitive group. I will say that. And we have a talented group. So I feel like that, we brought in pieces that, and you never know. When you bring in 15 players, if you can hit on 10 to 12 of those guys, I think you're in good shape. I feel like we've hit on most of them. All right, and even the ones that maybe we feel like we didn't hit on, those guys to me are guys that have 3 years left, and they're going to be backups for a year and then, have an opportunity to be a starter the following year.
Well, obviously you have a system that's been very effective, and it's done the Hornet way. You still, as you mentioned, alluded to, Coach, want to get the young high school recruits in here and let them experience it and become Hornets and become a part of the Hornet family. So any of the high school recruits have a chance to see some time this year?
I think it's a talented group. I will tell you this much: with the way the landscape has changed in college football and recruiting, we were able to sign a very, very talented class because there were more high school players available this year, Ron, than there ever has been since I've been here. And I mean players that, say, 5 years ago, we wouldn't even have an opportunity to recruit because they would be getting recruited by Missouri State or, okay, Sam Houston, an FCS program, to where now they're, I said we had probably, Ron, by the time January hit, we probably already had 15 commits.
Wow.
And that's never happened before. I think it's, unfortunately, it's with the portal, it does hurt high school recruiting, but it gives us an advantage because we can go get some really good players. So I don't know if any of those guys are going to play for us early, but it's a talented group to where there's a lot of guys I think can play after their redshirt freshman year.
Emporia State head football coach Garen Higgins with us on the on-air chat as we gear up for first snap. The Hornets spring football scrimmage is tomorrow night. Free admission, 7 p.m. Waltz Stadium.
Friday night.
Did I say Saturday? What did I say?
No, you said tomorrow night, which is tomorrow's Thursday.
It is Thursday, yeah. Well, thank goodness you're here to straighten
me
out.
Hey, man, don't worry about what I do. It's what I do, Ron.
So Friday, the day after tomorrow, 7 p.m. at Welch Stadium, team scrimmage. It's free for the community and students. Well, we have to ask you, you have had a long, 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 long line of great quarterbacks and receivers. Are we going to have a battle for the starting QB as we head into our, I guess, exit spring and get ready for fall, Coach?
I was wondering when that question was going to get asked, Ron, and that tells me how talented you are as an interviewer by asking that question. I feel good about our quarterback spot. We brought in a transfer, a kid that I've actually been recruiting out of high school. He's from Carl Albert High School, and he won four state championships there. He started as a freshman in high school. I think his record's 50-4, something as a starter. He walked on at OU, all right, so he wanted to try to make it big time. Then he left OU, and then when he left OU, he got in the portal. I tried to get him back. He ended up going to North Alabama, and he was at North Alabama a year and a half, and now he's at our place. So there's still a little bit of a battle going on, but I think that he definitely is a, if I had to start, if I had to play a game tomorrow, Ben Harris would be the starter. Mm-hmm. I do think Mason Dennis, who again is a high school player that's been here with us now for 2 years, just like any of my other quarterbacks, unless they're just really talented, you know, he understands the system. So that's what's kind of keeping him in the battle. I feel really good about that position. I feel really good even about Colton Howard, our redshirt freshman. I mean, we got three quality quarterbacks, and I feel, I'm going to tell you, Ron, I feel as good about that position.
Wow.
Right now, I feel a lot better about that position right now than I did last year at this time.
That's saying something right there. So is he a traditional drop-back quarterback, can run pass? What can we expect to see?
All the things that we want him to do, Ron, which is get the ball out quick, be able to make some plays with his legs. You know, he's about a six-foot quarterback, you know.
Okay.
All the great ones I've had, you know, really besides Braxton, all of them have been 6 foot or under. And the one thing that I like about Ben is he really understands. He's starting to really see the big picture of things, you know. And you still have Mason Dennis there, you know, competing as well. That I think both those guys are iron sharpens iron, as they say, and I think both those guys are making each other better.
Well, you only have to replace an All-American and Tyler Common at receiver. So, do we got any pass catchers, you know, for Ben out there?
Man, thanks for reminding me about that, too, Ron.
You're welcome.
Yeah. We're not going to be able to replace Tyler. I mean, now we do have, as you know, we've always had good receivers here. There's a long list of, besides quarterback, you know, there's always been a long list of receivers here, too, that's played in this system. I do, you know, Trendon Collins, I feel like, can be the next one. You know, Trendon had 70 catches for us last year. He's a dual sport athlete here at Emporia State. He qualified for nationals in the high jump, jumped 7 foot. So if you got a 7 foot high jumper out there, they go up and get the football, and he caught 70 balls. I think it starts with him. We actually moved him to the position that Tyler played last year, you know, and that's the same position that Mitch Foote played, Justin Brown, you know, Ray Davis, going back to Ray.
Those big names there, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a position that's a very critical one for us. So I feel like we do have a talented player there, but Tyler Common, those guys just don't come along very often. He had such a – I mean, if you look at his statistics, like we're giving out jerseys. The seniors are getting their jerseys on Friday night at halftime. Kind of the scrimmage, and like they did stats. This is a full page, and like when you read it all, I got a puke bucket because I'm throwing up looking at it. As good as he was, and we're not going to have him anymore.
Yeah, that's I can see where that's painful. That's no doubt about that. So formatically, spring football game is coming up Friday night. What can we expect to see, Coach?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be a little different. You know, every year it's always different. It kind of depends on where we're at. We're at the point now. We had last Saturday a 75-play live scrimmage. The Sunday before that, you know, week before on that Sunday, we had a 85-90-play live scrimmage. So we're not going to do – we're going to be coming up on our 14th practice. And now it's to the point where I want to try to get out of here healthy. So we'll have a mix between a practice session, but then we'll also have a few live sessions too as well, probably about 35 plays live. We may do what we call a championship drive where we have the officials there and we're just moving the ball down the field. And you know, it's thud tag. Guys are thudding up and they're marking the ball down where they thud them up. So that's kind of what we'll be doing on Friday night.
Well, we can't wait, you know, to get this whole thing started again. The fall will be here before we know it, but we certainly encourage everyone to get out to a first snap and get ready for the first snap of a brand new football season, Friday, April 18th. That's this Friday, 7 p.m., Welch Stadium, a free event. Coach, always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend.
Hey, Ron, it's good to talk to you, and it has been a while. And I want to reiterate what you said just about this is a lot of new faces. I think it'd be an exciting time to come out and look at this team because there's going to be a lot of guys you don't know. And plus, they already have the season tickets on sale, which I think is awesome, too.
You're doing your job, Coach, indeed. Season tickets went on sale April 2nd. Way to go.
Yeah. I wear a lot of hats, Ron, as a head coach around here. Wear a lot of hats.
You wear them well, too, Coach. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ron.
Have a good day.
All right.
Yeah, Emporia's head football coach, Garen Higgins. First snap, the Hornets spring football scrimmage, Friday night, April 18th. That's this Friday, 7 p.m., Welch Stadium. Team scrimmage. Let's pack the stands and get those season tickets, too. They went on sale April the 2nd at noon. So we are fired up and ready for a new football season. Emporia State Hornet football. It's 11:42. Good morning.
Warmer weather means it's time to tackle those spring and summer construction projects. When you need commercial dirt work, from demolition to prepare for a building site or parking lot to dirt work and hauling, Bruce Davis will give you a quality job. Bruce Davis Construction is proud to be involved in recent construction jobs, including the addition at Emporia High School, Emporia Travel Plaza, Glendale, and the David Trailer Zoo. Call Bruce Davis Construction at 620-342-5001. Find a bargain or cut a deal. Garage sale listings at garage sale prices. Find out all the details at kvoe.com/garage sale.
Oh, the tax man was tax day yesterday, wasn't it, huh? Hopefully everything is taken care of on your tax end there. This is the on-air chat. Ron Thomas hosting today. Aaron Harder, City Commission duties. But we'd like to thank Emporia State head football coach Garen Higgins for spending some time with us this morning. And the coach is excited about the talent that they have brought in as they gear up for the spring game coming up Friday night. 7 p.m. at Welch Stadium, Hornet football. Yeah, first snap, it's free, so get out and be a part of Hornet football. And looking at a lot of new faces out there, a lot of good players to replace. But the coach, if you were listening, is pretty excited about the players they have in as they gear up for the 2025 MIAA campaign. Hornet football, be a part of it. And also a big thanks to Nick Bess. Nick, talking about the 15th annual Jaeger Jenkins Memorial Catfish Tournament in Hartford. Thousands of dollars in payouts as they have just a few spots left. If you want to get a team of four in, you can enter individually too, but it's a $100 entry fee for a team of up to four people. Just hop on Facebook and look for Nick Bess and you'll be sent in the right direction there. But just a few entries left. They'll cut it off at 50, but they're raising money for scholarships. The 15th annual Jaeger Jenkins Memorial Catfish Tournament. Well, stay tuned. Our noon hour of news and information is just about 15 minutes away. Stay tuned for that. Don't forget, Royals and Yankees wind up their three-game set Yankee Stadium tonight. We'll join at 6 p.m., first pitch at 6:05, and then tomorrow, another busy morning here, as we'll be talking with Kyle Wheatley, and he's going to be talking about American Legion Boys State tomorrow, and we'll also be chatting with Emporia City Engineer Jim Hubert, updating us on water infrastructure projects, and they are aplenty around town, and also chat tomorrow morning with Flint Hills Technical College culinary arts staff and students talking about their involvement in a recent Skills USA competition, which the folks at Flint Hills Tech College fared very well. And then Friday morning, North Lyon County will be our topic. USD 251 North Lyon County Superintendent Bob Blair and Strategic Planning Committee Chair Kylie DeDonder will be talking about Town Hall Dialogue coming up in North Lyon County. School improvements will be the topic. So that will be Friday morning. And Phil Totten will be joining us for What's In Outdoors Friday morning right around 8:20 here at KVOE, live and local. Then we'll be touching on Red Rocks, State Historic Site, coming up on the Friday edition of the Talk of Emporia. That will wrap it up for the on-air chat this Wednesday. Next week, we will be talking with Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness Representatives, and the following week, Lisa Soller from the Lyon County History Center. Our on-air chat brought to you this morning by Bruce Davis Construction, commercial dirt work, demolition, dirt hauling, and more. Call Bruce Davis Construction, 342-5001.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Federal Judge James Boasberg has found probable cause the Trump administration acted in contempt of court.